what we've done is essentially bring the career fair to the computer or to the laptop, wherever the candidate or job seeker may be. Obviously, leveling the playing field for those that may have been injured or disabled while serving, being as they only need a computer to participate. And if you think about a live career fair where you have hundreds of people crowding a booth and maybe spending 15, 30 seconds with someone handing a resume, potentially asking a question or two, within our environments, you can actually do a lot more in that they're available 24/7 and at the comfort and convenience of your home. So all you really need to do is log in. You go to a virtual booth. You can view and apply for positions. You can watch employer videos. You can view webcast presentations. You can chat with recruiters live during the event, or you can send them a message if they're not online at that particular time. You can chat with peers in our virtual networking lounge and visit the auditorium where you can view job tips or webcasts or videos relevant to your job search. So you can actually do a lot more than you can in a live environment, obviously, except shake hands, and we're working on that.
I got to say, I was checking out the site yesterday, and if you go to millicrute.com, you have a great little guy who will walk you. He's right there on the homepage, and he walks you. That's not you, by the way, is it?
No, it's not. Oh. It's actually it's someone that we had do that, but he is a veteran.
And he's great. He'll walk you through the process, and so it makes it nice and easy. Do people sometimes have to overcome almost a perception thing, like I'm not there, therefore this won't be as effective?
Yeah, absolutely. I think more so on the employer side than on the candidate side. I mean, the candidate is facing, you know, a really tough job market, as we all know right now, and they're looking to interact and communicate with employers in whatever means they can. And if you look from this standpoint, Career Builder, the Monsters, the job boards of the world, they do a phenomenal job of putting information out there, but the seeker has to go and find it. With the virtual career fair, we build all of that into the environment, if you will. They register to attend. The employer mans the booth, and they come into them the day of, and there's a lot of interaction. So the employers initially may think, well, we're used to doing business a certain way, seeing people at a career fair, gathering the resumes. But once we show them a demonstration of the product and how simple it is to use and how robust it is, it's easily overcome.
Your target, the people who would use this, are they government agencies? Or, I mean, could government agencies participate in the virtual career fair?
Yeah, absolutely. Department of Energy is actually exhibiting in this to fill positions. We are working in cooperation with the Department of Labor. They've done a great job of getting veterans registered for the event. The VA, through their Vet Success Program, has also posted information and registered veterans through there. But we're actually building out for a future event, which will be launched in September, an actual government job section. Mm. So it will be broken down. Right now, everyone's kind of in one career fair. We've got a couple of universities that are looking to recruit veterans or military personnel to continue their education. You've got obvious corporate partners in there, such as GE and Booz Allen and CSX, Walmart, that are obviously recruiting for positions. But then you have some government agencies as well that are both a resource and as well as a hiring employer that are also participating.
And we've talked to other people about this before, but agencies have requirements to hire vets, and DOD and VA do a pretty good job of it. The other agencies, not as good. But there are a lot. I mean, this is a skill set that, I mean, they're exceedingly trainable. They know how to. They have a lot of skills that agencies can tap into.
Yes, absolutely. And unlike a traditional career fair that may be located, let's say, in the D.C. market, where we have quite a few military-focused career fairs that happen throughout the year, you're only really pooling from such a small area. With the virtual career fair, essentially, you're getting veterans nationwide, if not worldwide, in that they can access it from the computer. I mean, the April event, we had over 19,000 people come through during the event, which you're never going to get that at a live career fair.
And one of the great things about the site is you have a section for both vets and for also employers to almost walk them through the process, particularly for vets about, have looked at the information before, have some questions in mind, to walk them through the process that they go through when they're doing these virtual career fairs.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. The millicrute.com site will give them the information on what we do and how the product, how the service actually works. The website to participate in the Veterans Career Fair is just that. It's veteranscareerfair.com. that's where the actual career fair will launch from. So either location gets them registered for the event, but it's we've tried to put as much information on there as we can to get them enough information to be comfortable in how to utilize the service and what it actually entails.
And we'll have both of those linked up on federalnewsradio.com so you can find them nice and easy.
We'd really appreciate getting the word out there to as many veterans as we can. It's a free service. All they need to do to register is go to veteranscareerfair.com and sign up. The event goes July 15th from, it's a live event from 11 to 5 p.m. Eastern, but then it's also available on demand through July 29th so they can go in at their leisure. So we encourage all veterans to go ahead and register and look forward to them participating in the event.